Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
You want all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. And since you mentioned cars, Rick Sheban, I just want to let you know that at the top of the hour news, I heard that Toyota and Lexus have a fuel pump failure problem with some of their cars, 2018 and 2019 models. So what does that mean, class, when the fuel pump fails? Well, fuel pumps in modern vehicles, new vehicles, you know, over, since the last 30 years or so, most of the fuel pumps are in the tank. So if you want to replace the fuel pump filter or the fuel pump, it's one assembly. So the fuel pump and the fuel pump filter, usually, typically, one unit. And all you have to do in many vehicles is take the gas tank out. Now, if you have a full gas tank, that's a real problem. If you have a half a gas tank, it's still a real problem because gasoline weighs about 7 pounds per gallon. So a gas tank is pretty heavy just by itself, and then it's cumbersome, and then you have the gasoline in it. Now, some vehicles have an access port where you can unscrew and pry open a caulked-in-place lid. You know, you might have to take the back seat out like in a Mercedes ML. And then get to this access port. It's a round disc, like the size of a number 10 coffee can disc. And so it's caulked in place, and you take a screwdriver, and you pry and pry and pry, and you get the thing out, and then you hammer it back into shape after you've destroyed it, and then you caulk it back in place after you've accessed the fuel pump, and you unscrew this large retaining ring that holds the fuel pump in. Okay, so, but some vehicles can't do that. So all you have to do with, you know, if it's a truck, it's a different kind of a problem. Then all you do is take the bed off. I'm talking about the truck bed. Like if it's a pickup, some of those you just take the bed off. It takes like four people to do that. Or you raise the car up on a lift if you have one of those in your garage. And, you know, not everybody has one. So, but if you do, you can take the fuel tank out and then replace the fuel pump and then put it all back together and then lower it. Or you can bring it to a shop and spend about $1,000. That's because the fuel pump is in the fuel tank. Dumb idea. But that's what we do. And in that line of thinking, since you mentioned, Rich, even cars, if you buy replacement headlights, you know, those $100 or $200 per side headlights, you buy them on the Internet, and they come with lights, you know, the bulbs built in. So you can replace the headlights, and some of them it's not too bad. All you have to do is jack up the car, take off the front wheels, take off the inner fender liners, and maybe even take off the bumper in some American cars. So, you know, it's not too bad, maybe just a half a day, and you can replace all that, put the new headlights in. And they come with what's called test, T-E-S-T, bulbs. And what that is so you can put it on, turn on, say, oh, yeah, it's all working. I've got lights. But the test bulbs, in the box, sometimes there's a little sheet that says, don't leave these in. The test bulbs are not made to last very long. It's just for testing to make sure that, you know, the wiring's good. You take them out and you put in the real bulbs because the real bulbs will actually light up the road and last long enough for you to get home. But not the test bulbs. We have lost our minds. So instead of selling them without bulbs, they sell them with test bulbs. And so many people forget to take the test bulbs out. So they're on their way home from work after they get their shiny new headlights, and the bulbs burn out. That's a big problem. Because if the police find you, you'll get a ticket for it. You could. Or you could have an accident. Other cars can't see. You can't see where you're going. It's a mess. Why? I guess that would be corporate. greed, wouldn't it? I mean, why else would they have test bulbs instead of real headlight bulbs in the new headlight assemblies that you had to put in because the original ones wore out after a few years? But back in the 1980s, that didn't happen. The headlights would never wear out, you know, the lenses, unless they got hit by a rock and broke because they were made out of glass. Now we make them out of plastic, and they have to be replaced every few years because they get dull. But Sheevan?
Well, yeah, you mentioned corporate greed. This is why they have forced obsolescence. So it increases the velocity of money to give the appearance of a turning economy. Now, President Trump inherited disaster. He inherited a overcredit, false confidence, collateral, overleveraged debt economy, okay, where we have no rule of law, we have no consequences for crimes in our system. That's one of the reasons why I mentioned these articles. It's not just for humor, but it shows the corruption. Okay, this is why they're altering emails, altering videos, altering books, deleting and adding words, changing witnesses, changing definitions, changing rule of laws, making fraud possible, deniable plausibility possible, you know, playing with witnesses. Everything is fake and phony. It's just like with your examples of corporate greed. When you print money out of thin air, and you combine it with Keynesian economics and group identity politics, basically giving someone a job based on what group they're in, what happens? We have to print money and print money and print money for the liquidity purposes of the bank, of Wall Street, of corporations, and to keep all these zombie companies afloat. So when we do this and we money shuffle, we do creative accounting for non-productive, non-earning purposes. This is what the powers that be behind the scenes doing, whether it be the hierarchy of big government or the hierarchy of corporate America. So this is why I mention stock buybacks all the time. This is just an example. They put the money into stock buybacks so they can basically cash in at the very top levels of these corporations, and who suffers? Who pays for the forced obsolescence? Who pays for the manufacturing impression of the velocity of money to make it look like we are churning the economy? And they have to sway public opinion to hold the narrative to make this look like a legitimate situation. So all this new debt, all the acquisitions and mergers that goes to consolidation, everything gets taken away from new expansion, new products, new services, new research and development, and new people being the best people based on how good you are and not by what group you're in. What do you expect to happen? This is why they have to do these shady money shuffling and creative accounting, because it's all non-productive. They have to make things obsolete. They have to make things crappier. They have to give impressions to look like the economy is turning, because it's all phony. And what happens when the money goes to these people? It all goes in the form of bonuses or cash buybacks or dividends or some type of executive cash to the already super rich. And that's why I talk about inflation. That's why I break out the inflation chart, to show that the little people is not gaining ground. Little people are losing ground because of all the illegitimate everything that feeds this corruption and manipulation. And this is why we talk about self-sufficiency. This is why we talk about buying land and growing your own produce and raising your own animals, maybe a little hunting and fishing, maybe growing your own heat, a.k.a. trees, you know, thinking outside the box, because the system, I don't see the system being fixed unless it collapses. You know, we cannot run this economy on panic printing. I don't care what you call QE, repo, where the banks aren't trusting in each other and they got to balance their overnight rates just to stay alive. We have an over-leveraged debt economy with questionable collateral. You know, it's everything is unsustainable. So the powers that be have to do things like this in order to keep the economy churning. as long as we make political correctness our God, it's going to be more and more difficult to get truth when the people running the show would rather use subjective emotional opinion instead of objective facts, eliminate truth, and basically run a hypocrisy double standard system where you have multiple, and people say we have two sets of justice or two levels. We don't. We have multiple sets of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, whether it be victim group status or protectionist group status, and all the many, many, many subsets that go underneath that, which we have discussed in detail over the years. So if people understood why this is happening, how this is happening, and you realize that we have total unsustainable headwinds for future rate of growth, they have to keep doing this. I mean, just demographics alone, the number one growth group through 2050 is old people. And as we bring in more unskilled workers, as I've discussed, the little people, the bottom 93%, gets destroyed from all this inflation, whether it be hidden or overt. So when people understand this, and then you look at what's happening with the technocracy, how the subsidies, the money printing, the special interests, the lobbying, the PACs, Congress doesn't represent the people. They represent the lobbyists and all these other funders. You add in robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, none of this is going to get better, folks. This is one of the reasons that I'm such a proponent of trying to think differently. I hate the term think outside the box because everybody's using it these days. But there are ways to be more self-sufficient. You don't have to drill your own oil and refine your own gasoline. But there are ways to be more self-sufficient and be happier. Because even there's no value or appreciation or dignity in work anymore. Because now in America, you get a job based on your nepotism, connections, and what group you're in. And that is it. Qualifications, hard work, effort, proven results mean less today in America than they ever have, ever. I'm using an absolute term, folks, ever have in America. So a lot of it is fake. A lot of it is smoke and mirrors. And this is why we talk about all these declassifications that have to occur, which I've talked about till I'm blue in the face. But we don't, keep in mind, if we have legitimate economic growth and rates rise because of that, that's not a bad thing. But when you look at the real rates being negative and the Fed monetizing debt, you look at the inflation to the little people and how credit is collapsing, it's very difficult to pencil out what's going on. And when you have 91 months in a row of increased home prices, mostly in urban, suburban, with taxes and insurance going up dramatically, with real lower wages, less savings, and more debt, the only solution I can think of is to move to rural America and start regaining those lost skills.
Yeah, we're going into another break. Rich Sheban and I will be right back after, a few commercial announcements. This is USA Prepares.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I just want to let you know that we can't take calls today. Not that we don't want to. It's that we can't because the call screen is connected via the Internet, and CenturyLink's Internet is down here on the farm. So I don't have a call screen in order to put you on the air. So we can't take calls. But it's not because we don't want to. It's because we can't. And I wanted to talk about, for just a couple minutes, an example of carelessness and recklessness. And this is a pet peeve of mine when people are careless and reckless, whether they're in their vehicles, whether they throw things out their windows as they're traveling. There's so many examples of carelessness and recklessness. Well, a few days ago, I ordered a tool on the Internet, on eBay. And the tool was about $50, and it was an older model but brand new. And that's what I wanted. I wanted the older model, but brand new. Not vintage, but, you know, maybe 10 years old. And there's a newer model that's replaced it, but the newer model I don't think is anywhere near as good as the older model. So I bought the older one. It was one of those buy-it-nows, about $50 for the part. And it's a part that I use in a press, a mechanical machine. And so it's about $50 for the part and about $10 for shipping. And I bought it and paid for it immediately. And I get a confirmation that I bought it, and I get a tracking number, you know, for shipping. And then a couple days later, I get a message that says, most so sorry, we can't find it in our warehouse. Can't find it. So how about we order a new one for you and send you that? Now, my question is to you, class, what would you do? Now, on Friday, Kyle and I, Kyle Harris and I, are going to be talking about who you're going to let under your tent. So if you have a, what would you do if you were Vin Finelli? You bought this thing. It was the last one. You can't find him anywhere on the Internet. This guy had one. You paid him exactly what he asked for it, plus the shipping, exactly what he asked for it. And then he tells you, we can't find it. So if you want it, we're going to send you a new one, and that's the only offer from them. What would you do if you were me? And if you want to call about that, Friday might be the time to call. So what would you do in a situation like that? That's careless. That's reckless. Those are people selling something that they can't deliver. They can't deliver it. Now, I could buy used ones. They have them on the Internet, but they're scratched. And if they're scratched, they scratch the part you're trying to press. So a used scratch one is no good to me. That's why I wanted to buy the brand new one that was not scratched. I'm not talking about just a visual defect like a ding or a dent that doesn't mean anything. No. The scratch in this part that would be used in a press would damage the part that I'm pressing because it's scratched. Okay? So that's the question. What would you do? Now, here's another example of carelessness and recklessness. So out here on the farm, there are rural mail carriers. And they buy their own Jeeps, and they get paid, you know, for delivering somehow through how many packages they deliver. And they seem to prefer a four-wheel drive Jeep Wrangler with a V6. That seems to be the mistake of choice, the V6. And everyone that comes down our driveway, tap, 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 the engine has a valve train failure, everyone. And I can hear it from 50 or 100 feet away. And what do they do? Well, they say, well, you know, yeah, no, I'm just going to live with it. It's a failure. It's going to break at some point. It gives them poor mileage, not as good of miles per gallon, as they travel down their routes. And it's careless. Now, anyone who changes their oil for them should say, you have a valve tap. And if they go to the dealer, they should say, well, this, you know what, they all do this. All of them. I haven't seen one that doesn't do this. So Fiat, which is the company that bought Chrysler, that produces Jeeps, should make good on all these valve train problems because they all seem to have it. Everyone I've seen has it. It is a design and manufacturing failure. That's carelessness. But I haven't seen anything about, oh, just bring your Jeep in and we'll give you a new camshaft and new lifters. I haven't seen that. It's a $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 job. It's a real expensive thing to fix. So there it is, carelessness. Looks like we're going into a break. Rich Sheehan and I will be right back. Rich, what are we going to talk about when we come back?
Well, the Democrats are going to fix what you just said. They want to outlaw all suburban single-family housing and push everybody in the city because it's racist. So we won't need cars soon.
What a great idea. What a great idea.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are arrests in Iran now for the deadly crash of the Ukrainian jetliner that was mistakenly shot down by an Iranian missile. A spokesman for Iran's judicial system not providing any further details in the announcement. The plane went down last week in Tehran, killing all people on board. President Trump's impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate may now be just a few days away. House Democrats will meet this morning to talk about sending the two articles of impeachment to the Senate, where Republican Senator Mitt Romney of Utah says he would vote in favor of having witnesses after opening statements.
Oh, including John Bolton, yes. Yeah, I mean, he's someone who I would like to hear from, and presumably I get the chance to vote for that.
The LSU Tigers are college football champs after routing Clemson 42-25 in New Orleans last night. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God,
you're
take my. When you go to the feed, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
That's just a quick update. Tomorrow with Gwyneth Isaacs, we're going to be discussing millennial madness. Harry, the fragile whiner, did he threaten the Queen with an expose about royalty? And Meghan, the professional impersonator, also known as actress, the former wardrobe queen, spending about $1 million in clothing in 2018. There's a pair advocates concern about the climate, I should say, while all the time drilling holes in the atmosphere, jet-setting the globe. That's tomorrow. Rich Evans with us. Rich?
Yeah, I want to make a comment about Harry and Meghan, and then I want to go to the top article on Zero Hedge because it's a game changer. First of all, regarding Harry and Meghan, I think all Crown land in Canada, especially British Columbia, Alberta, and Saskatchewan, at the very least, maybe even Manitoba, should be given back to the people. There's no reason for it to be Crown land anymore because Trudeau not just doesn't represent but hates Western Canada and shows no representation towards the little people. So that's for my Canadian friends in the western part of Canada. What I want to talk about, top article on Zero Hedge for those of you who are in front of your PC or have a phone in hand, undercover project Veritas has filmed and has audio tape of Bernie Sanders organizers literally saying that cities will burn and Trump supporters need to be re-educated in literal gulags, just like the Germans did in World War II. They need to be re-educated. And I'll let you read this because a lot of these words I cannot say on the air. Now, that being said, I want to go to some evidence that I've talked about over the last probably couple of years that I've mentioned here and there when that's appropriate. Now, when we talk about, folks, Nazis, that's the left. They love using Nazi, the word Nazi. But I want to tell you that they are the ones who are the communists, the socialists, the authoritarians, the tyrannical dictators. They're into totalitarianism. They're into fascism. This is what Nazis and Stalin and Mao and Pol Pot did. This is how 100 million people got killed, because everything that they're saying we do, they are doing or have already done, okay? And let me just give you some examples, which I've mentioned before. Who wants to control the media? Is it President Trump and the people and the Republicans? No, it's the people on the left. They don't even want citizen journalists. They don't want any media. They don't want truth. Because if truth is out there, if the declassifications occur, then they can continue with their lies, gaslighting, false flags, hoaxes, and propaganda. Next, who wants to control the police? Have you ever seen in left cities like Portland, where the police literally have turned their backs and let Antifa go wild and do violence against the people? That's not the right. That's not the Republicans. How about no due process? Who's calling for no due process, folks? Is it the Republicans or is it the left? It's obviously the left. Who wants government school control? And who are anti-homeschool? And who are anti the parents controlling the curriculum? We've given examples on this show by the hundreds of all this. It's the left. Who wants to eliminate property, private property? It's the left. Who wants to increase strip searches, not just in TSA, but stopping people on the streets like Virginia? It's the left. Whose courts are bought and paid for? Lawyers and judges who have sold out the people for justice. It's the left. Who wants to propagate, continue voter fraud and election fraud? It's the left. We need to start acting like citizens who expect the government to work for us and not the other way around. Okay, we're not anti-government on this show. We're anti-too big, too corrupt, too overspending, too incorporated, too elite-controlled, too manipulative, too anti-constitutional, because that's what the left is doing. They're in a stage of irrational desperation. Can you imagine Bernie Sanders staffers are telling people, we need to re-educate Trump supporters in Stalin Nazi-style gulags. It's on Zero Hedge right now. I can't read a lot of it because I can't mention those words on the air because this show is not just a podcast. We're on AM and FM as well. So I think we really need to wake up, people, and we need to be considered. When we have discussions, we need to call ourselves Americans, not what hyphen we are, because the powers that be are depending on us hating each other, fomenting hate, lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. They're depending on chaos. They're depending on infighting. They want race wars, gender wars, religious wars. They want a revolution. These people need chaos to cover up and distract from what hopefully will occur with these declassifications. And I hope that William Barr and Durham has not been bought and paid for. And I know that that sentence will get to them. So what we need to do, the people, is stand up and accept the silent majority no more. Being an American is no longer a spectator sport, because the left wants to put us in re-education camps and gulags. This is caught on tape, audio, and video. It's the top story on ZeroHedge.com. If you don't believe me, look at it. Every article that I mention, folks, every week, including the ones today and the ones I've done many years ago, they're all published articles in the public domain. I realize some of you don't have the time to look them all up. That's why I mention these things. Vince?
You know, I'm listening to what you're saying. We need to stand up. Here's a real simple example. I just opened the desk drawer, and I pulled out a pair of scissors. And these scissors I know were in our family from 1950. And they're made out of all metal. They were cast, and then they were sharpened. And the handles were painted black. And I'm looking at a brand new pair of Chicom scissors, Chinese Communist China, and they look beautiful. They're blue, and they're made out of stainless steel, and they're about the same overall length. They are the same overall length, except the cutting length of the Chicoms is about a half an inch shorter. And the plastic handles of these stainless steel Chicoms, I can't put my fingers in. I guess the Chinese have smaller fingers than Americans have. So on the old ones, the 1950 model, I can put my fingers in them. They're comfortable to use, and they've lasted all this time. That would be 70 years. The Chicom ones should last a really long time because you can't use them because Americans, the holes to put your fingers in are not shaped properly. They made a mistake. They didn't copy it well enough. That's just one more example of how we need to stand up against inferior products. So if you end up with stuff like this, you need to bring it back to the store. And you need to make it painful for the store to accept that return. And the reason for that is if enough of us make it painful to return things, maybe they'll stop carrying inferior products. And maybe we won't see as many inferior products. Now, why do we have this? I think this was one of those gifts that a store would give you. You know, if you spent so much money, they'd say, well, here's a free pair of scissors that you won't be able to use. That's how I think we got these things. So they're too good to throw away, but not good enough to use. That's what we have. Now, I would bring them back if I knew where they came from. So I just wanted to... Oh, and Stouffer's. You know, we bought this... our son bought this Stouffer's classic cheeseburger bake thing. Put it in the oven. It was horrible. I called him up. And they were going to replace it. It was so complicated. I have to send them a picture of all kinds of images of this, text it to a certain number. I don't have a cell phone. I can't do it. So what am I going to do? I'm going to bring the empty box back to the Chinese factory outlet. And I'm going to take my time, and I'm going to make not a scene by yelling and screaming, but by a scene not understanding what they're trying to tell me. And I'm going to have to ask lots of questions so I understand. But I'm going to do it because I can't stand defective products, carelessness. And if you try to call, like if you try to call Intuit to get them to stop charging you, good luck. Because you'll hear the estimated hold time is currently 50 minutes. Who has 50 minutes to stay on the phone? Who? I don't know. I don't. I got work to do. But I'm going to talk about it, and I'm going to find that time in the evening when there aren't as many callers, because what they do is they are willing to pay to keep you on hold for that 800 number, because it only costs them maybe 1 or 2 cents per minute until you give up. They'd rather do that than have a person there to talk to you and resolve the problem. And Intuit, that's a company that lobbies Congress. You know, government that you buy, those guys, you know, Congress critters, Intuit lobbies them to make the tax law so complicated that people buy TurboTax every year, new version, because the tax laws keep changing. Every year they buy TurboTax so they can attempt to file their taxes and pay the federal and state governments. What a mess. So I suggest that you use paper and pencil. Do your own taxes, hit Publication 17, write in the margins. Our tax returns, difficult to understand. It's complete, and we can understand it, but it probably takes a couple people to try to figure it out. We are not going to comply without resistance for all this oppression. Just one more comment. So Mrs. Finelli was in the kitchen yesterday, and she was assembling a banker's box. So, oh, need some help. So I helped her assemble this banker's box. And so what are we going to do with this? Oh, that's for this year's taxes. Now, I want you to think about that, class. She's been working on the detail for taxes for a couple weeks now. A couple weeks of her life every year, at a minimum, normally it's a month, is taken up completing tax returns. Now, I was thinking about this last night while I was sleeping. My grandfather had a desk in the 1940s, and it was real narrow. One desk drawer, and he could do everything he wanted on that desk. Now, Mrs. Finelli is spread out on the dining room table. It's 9 feet long. Why? Because it takes that much to prepare our taxes. It's out of control. I suggest you consider that when you prepare your taxes, how much time it takes you. Make sure you get all the deductions. Give those rascals as little as legally as possible. And that's what we do. We work on it, and we give them as little as required by law. No more. And if there's one penny to argue over it, we're going to argue over it. We're not going to give it to them because they'll waste it. Achieving?
Well, it looks like we're not going to have to worry about it pretty soon because the Democrats are going to put us all in re-education camp gulags.
Not without resistance. Not without resistance. Achieving, I'll be right back. Final segment coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed best.
better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, I just checked with the rest of the family. Our candle didn't arrive yet. I'm really looking forward to our Gwyneth Paltrow candle. Did you get yours, Rich?
I'm too broke to afford one.
I can't believe anybody would buy one of those things. Jeez.
Yeah. Nothing is what it seems to be. Everything, you know, and that's one of the reasons why the American people are so manipulated today, because as we lose skill sets, as the American people become more despair, more in debt, you know, we're becoming more one-dimensional. And I read an article not too long ago, I mean, I'm talking hours, that the lending of last resort, which is credit unions, who would basically, you know, they have very loose restrictions to lend to poorer people, credit is decreasing dramatically. So in order to keep the farce alive, you know, everything is a farce. You know, I'm sure you read about the FBI agent who took bribes and gifts from journalists while teaching ethics classes to the FBI. You can't make this stuff up. You know, it's getting more and more difficult to read between the lines because everything is propaganda right now. It's just like Trudeau, even though Iran admitted to shooting down the passenger plane, Trudeau is still blaming Trump for this collateral damage. But how do we know, folks, if when the American troops were bombed and Trump didn't retaliate, do you think the deep state might have been expecting him to retaliate and this wasn't an accidental shooting down of the passenger plane because they were hoping Trump would shoot back and then they could say that Trump shot down the passenger plane? Every everything is fake, everything's phony, everything's planned to basically keep the status quo in power. Vince, you didn't comment on that one article that I just mentioned at the top of Zero Hedge, how the Bernie Sanders people are actually saying that we need re-education camps and Trump supporters to be in gulags. Give the people your opinion on that.
My opinion is kind of simple on that. Back in the late 30s, the Germans were going from house to house relocating people that they thought needed to be relocated, mostly Jews. And the people had no way of defending themselves. And I keep thinking about, you know, a family might live on the second floor of a building and walk up the stairs, and you would see the stormtroopers, you know, coming in the middle of the night, and they would bring people down, throw them in a vehicle, and haul them away. Well, why is it that the people didn't gang up on the 3, 4, 5, 6 stormtroopers who would show up and gouge out their eyes? You know, why didn't they take a pitchfork? And as they came up the stairs to haul people away, Jews, for example, why didn't the Jews have pitchforks and then just impale these guys as they were coming up the stairs? You know, surprise them, skewer them. That's what I would do. And so, Class, I think that if you think this is coming and you think that there's a real threat, I do. I think there's a real threat coming our way. Well, why would you not have tools to defend yourself? You know, like a rifle or a pistol or a shotgun or all of the above, and ammunition for all of the above. Well, you can still get it. Why not? So are you expecting just a few people to protect you? Because that's not going to work so well. So I think that, I really can't say on the air what I think, but I would say, you know, if you spent $200 and bought a case of 5,000 rounds of .22 long rifle and a rifle to shoot that, you might find that handy in the future. That might be a really neat thing. You might need it for hunting. You might need it for self-protection. You know, President Ronald Reagan, was shot with a .22 and it almost killed him. I know for a fact that you can take a .22 long rifle and discharge it and kill a cow with a .22 long rifle. When we have to kill our cows for meat, that's what we use, a .22. Out of a lever-action .22 rifle. That's what we use. It'll kill a cow. It'll kill a 1,000-pound cow with one shot, if you know what you're doing. So I'm confused why everybody hasn't already bought whatever tools they want to buy for their own self-protection and the refills to go with it. Refills meaning cartridges.
Actually, gun sales, Vince, are going up quite a bit, almost through the moon, depending on where you live. So people are waking up. I think when people hear these articles, they see the corruption. They see that there's no hope for options and opportunities because the powers that be are using divide-and-conquer strategies around every corner. I think people can see the end of the road here because the light at the end of the tunnel. The powers that be don't want to listen to the people. They want to maintain status quo under all circumstances. They have an addiction to power, money, and control, and they're going to do everything they can to keep it.
Yeah, and a perfect example of that is Mike Bloomberg. He says he's going to spend his money to get rid of Donald Trump. What an awful statement. How about that? That's what he's going to do. Rich, even thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Vince.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
Ah, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.